You all know this saying, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Welcome to St. Alfred's this Easter Sunday morning, and welcome to those who are watching on live stream. My name is Peter, I'm the Senior Minister of St. Alfred's. There's a saying that you can't unring a bell. Once a bell has been rung and has been heard, you can't unring it and you can't unhear it. And the same is true with what you see. You can't unsee what you've already seen. Once you've witnessed something, it stays with you. That's why it's so difficult for people who witness tragedies, because things they see and hear stay with them for life. Now put yourselves in the shoes of the Roman soldiers guarding Jesus' tomb. Those guards saw and heard things they'd never be able to unsee or unhear. They're among the first witnesses to the empty tomb. They had seen the crucified and dead Jesus placed and sealed into a tomb. They had stood guard to ensure nothing happened. And then they'd experienced things that were beyond comprehension. And it's so important for us today to notice that some of the first witnesses to the resurrection were Roman soldiers. Why? Why is that important? Simply because they were not sympathetic witnesses. They were not like Mary and Mary Magdalene, who were there at the empty tomb. They were not like the 11 disciples who would go and meet the risen Jesus in Galilee. All of them wanted Jesus to come alive again. They were willing for that to happen. They were ready to believe that. But not the Roman soldiers. They're not sympathetic witnesses. They were there to guard the tomb and make sure nothing happened, so that no one could spread false stories about a so-called resurrection. You heard the sealer, the Roman soldier charged with the responsibility of sealing, saying that the soldiers would pay with their own lives if the body went missing on their watch. But they felt an earthquake. They saw an angel. They felt fear like they'd never felt before, these battle-hardened soldiers. And most importantly, they saw the tomb was empty. They felt and saw things they could not deny. Now, most likely they didn't know the meaning of what they were witnessing, but they did know what they'd seen. And as the sealer says, all you need to know is this: when I looked inside the tomb, the man I saw executed in the most brutal crucifixion I'd ever witnessed was just gone. And that's what they reported to the religious leaders back in Jerusalem. The tomb was empty and the body gone. And immediately the chief priests and elders begin a cover-up story. They bribe these soldiers to start spreading the fake news that his disciples came in the night and stole the body while all of you guys were asleep. The Jewish leaders, you see, couldn't believe what they were hearing about an earthquake, about a stone that had been rolled away, about an angel sitting on top of that stone, and most importantly, about an empty tomb with Jesus nowhere to be found. That story is so bizarre that it's unbelievable. Surely a dead person can't come back to life. And this is exactly what the religious leaders had feared. And they'd placed that guard there to ensure that this sort of thing didn't happen, and so that this ridiculous story wouldn't take hold amongst the people and cause the religious leaders future problems. So the last thing they wanted was an empty tomb. Now, the Roman soldiers, used to a hard life, maybe not paid that well, well, they were happy to take a bribe and go along with whatever would save their own skin. They were happy to get paid and glad to keep their heads in the process. Now, while spreading a lie might be no big deal for them, I suspect that it's unlikely they actually forgot what had happened that first Easter Sunday morning. Something supernatural had taken place in their midst, something beyond their comprehension, and they knew what they'd witnessed. While it's not hard to believe the soldiers took the bribe and spread the false story concocted by the religious leaders, it is hard to imagine that they slept easily at night. They knew the truth. They knew what had happened at the tomb. They were witnesses to the resurrection. Now, the gospel writers, we've had one this morning, Matthew. There are four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The gospel writers let us see Jesus, the risen Jesus, through the eyes of these Roman soldiers for the very reason they are not sympathetic witnesses. They are Gentiles, non-Jews, and they represent the oppressors of the Jewish nation, the Roman Empire. These guys have nothing at all to gain by spreading a story promoting a risen Jewish Messiah. Now, interestingly, these are not the first Roman soldiers to have some encounter with God around this time of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. You might remember that at the crucifixion, we hear another centurion say of Jesus, "Surely he was the Son of God." That's in Matthew. Or in Luke's version, the centurion, having seen Jesus die on the cross, looks at him on the cross and says, "Surely this was a righteous man." In other words, he's done nothing wrong. He didn't deserve to die. He's no villain. In fact, he's a victim. So it's important for us that these Romans are witnesses to the death and resurrection of Jesus because they are not sympathetic. They do not come as believers. And yet their hearts are affected. And in some instances, particularly at the cross, they are changed. Folks, the gospel writers give you these hard-bitten men so that you can look through these events through the lens of hard-bitten Roman soldiers with feet on the ground who are not likely to be taken in by some religious fraud. And we know where the fraud is in the story. It's not in the empty tomb. It's in the false story of body snatching made up by the chief priests and elders. But we get the real story from the Gospels, and it's beautifully picked up by our drama from the sealer, one of those Roman soldiers, when he says to us, "I'm telling you the real story. The truth is, he wasn't just gone. He was alive. He is alive." The truth about the risen Lord Jesus then spread like wildfire through the Middle East and into Europe and eventually all around the world, including far-flung places like Australia. And the testimony of witnesses, both sympathetic and unsympathetic, are recorded in the pages of the New Testament so that all of us today can investigate the resurrection and see it with our own eyes. These Roman soldiers may have taken the bribe and spread the lies made up by the religious leaders, but those men could not unsee what they'd seen, no matter how hard they tried or how much they were paid. Now, what they ultimately did with their experience of the resurrection is unknown. Perhaps as old men, they sat there and pondered deeply on who Jesus was, what happened that day when they were younger. But just as likely, they moved on and tried not to think about it because life has a lot of things to think about. And what matters most today is not what they did with the reality of the resurrection, but what each of us will do with the reality of Jesus risen from the dead from here on. Will it affect our lives at all? Will it change what we think about Jesus? Or do we find a risen Lord Jesus rather inconvenient and we'd rather not think about it and pretend that it didn't happen and just move on with the next thing in life? Do you know that this year we're celebrating the 100th anniversary of the discovery of the tomb of Tutankhamun in the Valley of the Kings in Egypt? That was such a wonderful discovery in 1922 by Howard Carter, the famous Egyptologist. taught us a lot about the ancient world, and Egypt are making a big deal about this and building a huge new museum to house Tutankhamun and all the artefacts that were discovered. Tutankhamun's body had been sealed up for hundreds and hundreds of years, and then it was discovered by Howard. And that's what you'd expect, wouldn't you? Someone has died, someone is buried, they're put in their tomb, and whenever that someone else comes along, you can discover that the body is still there. But not with Jesus. The tomb was empty and the body has never been found. Why? Because he's risen from the dead. He is alive. So some people this year are going to be celebrating a tomb with a body. We celebrate a tomb without a body. Now, if you're not a Christian, but you're interested in finding out more, we'll be starting a short course just for you. It's called Hope Explored, and it goes for just 3 weeks. It looks at the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And it's a wonderful opportunity to come and explore these questions, these issues of faith, to discuss, to question, and discover. If you're interested in joining us for just these 3 weeks, go to our website, www.stalfreds.org, and look under events, and you can register your interest there. Or you can speak to Mike, who's leading the service, or myself this morning. Or if you'd prefer to read, if you're a reader and you'd like to read something about Jesus, I have a few copies of a little book called Easter Uncut. It goes through the last week of Jesus' life and explains just what happens to Jesus at the cross and the resurrection. That's how big it is. 72 pages. Come and see me after the service if you'd like one of those. I'd be delighted to give it to you as an Easter present. No strings attached. I will warn you, there is no mention of chocolate eggs or Easter bunnies. Just what happened to Jesus. For those of us who call ourselves Christians, we too have been sealed. Not like the tomb was sealed or a letter is sealed with some wax. No, we're told in the New Testament that we've been sealed with God's Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul, one of the early Christian leaders, wrote to a church in Greece saying that God has set his seal of ownership on us and put his Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. So we've been stamped or marked by the Holy Spirit to show that we belong to God. When someone puts their faith in Christ, God puts his Holy Spirit in our hearts. And this is like a stamp or a seal that says, I belong to God. It's like that stamp we saw, but it says, I belong to God. And that's a deposit of all the blessings in Christ that are to come, all that peace and forgiveness, that love from God that we've experienced a little bit of, but we'll fully realize when the Lord returns. So if you're a Christian here today, I want you to know that you've been stamped and sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are secure in Christ. Your family identity is secure. You are a child of God, a son or a daughter of the risen Lord Jesus. Your heart is stamped and sealed by the Holy Spirit. Your future is certain, to live as a disciple of Christ and to rise and live with him forever. And so we come this Easter Sunday, joined with the church throughout the world and throughout the centuries, to say, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Amen. Alleluia.